This is Digital Dave from EAA Radio, and I'm speaking with...
Jessica Hall.
Jessica Hall of the...
U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Very good.
I'm an agricultural specialist. There's different divisions.
Well, I haven't heard of too many plants attempting to cross the border on their own.
Oh, they don't. They're usually people bringing them.
Okay. And you have with you?
This is my partner, Dixie.
Your partner. Dixie is a beagle.
She is.
So she's pretty easy to work with?
Sometimes. She's very stubborn. Just like her owner, I guess.
Good match then. And what exactly is your job?
My job is to protect American agriculture.
Okay, from?
Foreign invaders, like bugs, plant diseases, livestock diseases. We're worried about mad cow disease, and right now the big one is bird flu.
Avian flu, as they call
avian
it.
Avian influenza.
Yes, that's a big one. I know that when farmers get avian flu in their flock of chickens, it's not good. They end up having to destroy them.
Yeah, it's very, very destructive. Well, most of our livestock diseases are. They have to cull all of the livestock when anything breaks out. We don't want it spreading to further to other farms. So, unfortunately for that farmer that has this problem, that they'd have to get rid of all of their livestock. And it would be very devastating to them. Cost a lot of money.
Let's talk about the regulations. Most people don't understand that you're not supposed to bring fruits and vegetables into this country.
That's correct. I would say a majority of the times when my dog alerts, she'll sit down on passengers' bags. We'll find fruit. And I would say 99% of the time, the traveling public it wasn't aware that it wasn't allowed in. We do get people that are attempting to smuggle items in all the time. The most interesting one I've ever had is this gentleman took a coffee can, and he took out the coffee. And he kept the original foil nice and neat. He had peeled it really carefully. And inside he had placed sausage. And then he took a hot glue gun and he hot glue gunned the outside and put the original foil back on, closed the lid. He came through. Dog alerted the check luggage. And I came running up and pulled the bag off the carousel. The dog came running up, the passenger came running up to me. He goes, "That's my bag." And I go, "Sir, do you have any food with you?" And he goes, "Well, all I have is coffee." Okay. My dog's not trained for coffee. She's only trained for fruits and meats. Is there any way that you have something in there? Have you had something before? Because the dogs will actually alert to residual odor. And he said, "No, I never had anything before. Your dog needs to be retrained." And I just kind of gave him this look like, what?
Yeah, trying to be polite.
Yeah, okay. Let me see your form. I saw his customs paper and a declaration form is something that everybody has to fill in when they come to the United States and ask basic questions, what you're bringing in the country. And he had checked no to all the agricultural questions. And so I asked him again. I said, "Are you sure you don't have any food items? Because there is a penalty associated with failing to declare." I said, it is a minimum spot penalty of $300 if you do not declare sausage, fruits, or meats. He goes, "No. Again, it's just coffee." So I opened the bag. Dog starts going crazy because I'm not giving her a treat. And Dixie and I have been together for quite a while. And when I don't give her a reward and she knows she's right, she will start scolding me. So Dixie starts howling.
Oh.
And I knew something was up at that point. So I picked up the coffee can and it just felt wrong. It felt very heavy. And I gave it a quick shake and the lid popped open and the sausage popped out of the foil packaging.
Oh my.
So I decided to be smart with him. I go, "Cash or credit?" And he goes, "Credit."
Oh, he took it in stride.
Instantaneous. Instantaneous response. So that passenger knew what he was doing was wrong. He knew he had been caught. He tried his best, but the dog won.
Well, the question is, did Dixie get the sausage?
Oh, no. Dixie got a jackpot reward. We call it a jackpot reward when she gets a handful of cookies. So
they work cheap, don't they?
Well, actually, she thinks it's a lot of money for her. She would give anything for a cookie.
Now, what's a typical day? Now, something you said caught my ear.
Yeah.
You said the dog alerted, and you came running up. So do you let her, just roam around the luggage at will?
Well, I've been with her she goes in front of me. I think that she's got such a great nose. She's very stubborn, which also makes a great independent dog. Mm-hmm. She will go out and find it for me. Now, there's occasions where I think she's not sniffing items. If she misses something, she walks past something, I'll bring her back and I'll present it again. But she'll get all the major stuff right away on her own. If it's something really small and really hard for her to find, she'll need my assistance. But for the most part, she's been doing this a very long time. She loves the treats. She wants to find the cookies. For her,
it's a game. She wants the jackpot.
She wants the jackpot every time.
Does she have bad days like a person?
Of course. Like today, it's really hot outside. I had to run her past her problems a couple times before she was getting into it. She just, you know, she has her moments just like humans.
This is vacation.
Oh, yeah.
What am I doing here?
She thinks she's on vacation right now. She's on mode. Vacation mode.
You guys typically are deployed at airports?
We are stationed at O'Hare. The Beagles are always at airports. We do have cargo dogs that work at the border stations and also in our mail units. They're typically larger breed dogs. We're not going to use the Beagles to climb over huge cargo shipments. It wouldn't make much sense.
How many hours a day does she typically work?
She probably only works about 2 to 3 hours a day. It depends on the day. Like on a hot day like today, probably only 2.5 to 2 hours. And it depends on the dog, too. If I make sure she continuously goes in to get water, she continuously gets short breaks, she can work a longer period of time. However, sometimes we get flights like Air India, which have 400 people on board, and it usually takes us about 2 hours to clear it, just one flight. So during that day, after working that flight, I'm lucky if I can get her out for another half an hour worth of good work.
Well, aren't you just happy to hear about the Airbus A380 that can bring in 800 people?
Oh, joy. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
I look forward to it.
So I guess on the larger flights, you're going to try and field multiple dogs to try and speed it up.
Yeah, I hope that happens.
Do you have a statistic? How many pounds of contraband are interdicted every year?
Every year? I know that during mango season we get about 30 kilos a day.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of mangoes.
So I used to keep track of all those numbers. I don't have them spinning in my head right now, but
that's a lot of fruit.
She gets a lot of stuff, a lot of fruit. And during the Christmas season we get a lot of hams. We actually get a lot of chickens and ducks from China. During the Chinese New Year especially, we'll get lots of stuff.
How about those fish, those snakehead fish?
Oh, haven't seen any of those, thankfully.
Well, good. That's another Chinese tradition. Does Dixie live with you? You take her home with you?
Dixie does not live with me. She can't live with me until she retires.
Oh, so she's got like a barracks or something where she goes every night.
Oh, she has a kennel, private kennel off the airport grounds, yeah.
And then there's, all the dogs are kenneled there?
Yeah, all of the dogs are kenneled at the same kennel now.
Oh, well, that's nice. They all get to go home and talk about their day.
Yeah, party together. Who knows?
Yeah, right. They probably do. You know, they're on the internet late at night.
I usually joke with her when she's really slugging around that she's been out partying with the boys too much.
Oh, that's funny. How many pounds of treats do you go through? I mean, on a busy flight, you must be just, here's another one.
I usually go through an entire pouch a day. I would say like a bag of treats a day.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, so she only gets fed one meal a day because if she got fed two meals a day, it'd be a little too much. And that way, if she gets fed at the end of the day, I can regulate if she got like 62 treats like she did a couple weeks ago. She had 62 seizures. If she gets that many, I can regulate her food and lower the amount a little bit so she doesn't get overfed.
Let's talk about what it takes to train one of these dogs.
High food drive.
High food drive. Well, I understand Beagles have exceptional noses.
They do have exceptional noses. They're a hound dog. The main reason, though, that agriculture picked the Beagle is they're cute. They're non-threatening. They wanted to have a dog that would be the face of agriculture, a dog that would basically be the PR dog, the dog that went out there and taught the public, educated the public on the awareness of why it's bad to bring in agricultural products from other countries. And they found that the Beagles also had great health. They didn't have typically all the health problems that the larger breed dogs would have, like the hip dysplasia and all the other problems that are associated with being a big dog. So they're relatively healthy, they've got a great sense of smell, and they're very personable. Everybody wants to touch them and pet them.
How long's the career of an average fruit dog, I guess?
I'd like to say 7, but I've been trying to get her retired for the past 2 years, but she's just too good.
Well, there you go.
Typically the age, they now say 9. I think they keep raising it on me just to keep her in the field.
They just don't want to train any new ones.
Well, actually, Dixie's probably one of the best dogs in the nation. She has about 26,000 seizures to her name. So she's been doing this a very long time, and they're going to be very sad to see her go when she leaves Chicago.
She consistently gets the Dog of the Month award private kennel.
She gets the extra cookie every year.
Oh, she doesn't seem to have a big ego at all, though.
No, she's the princess.
Oh, wait a minute. She's sitting down. I must have something in a pocket somewhere.
No, she's laying down.
Oh, okay.
It's called sunbathing.
That's different, huh?
Yeah.
She's a California tanning dog.
Actually, she's from Atlanta. We got her from a shelter.
No kidding.
No
so
kidding.
Breeding is not all that big a deal. It's more disposition.
Oh, yeah. We do get them from... we don't typically get them from breeders. We had one case where we got them from a breeder. But for the most part, they're donated or we adopt them from shelters. We find tons of beagles in shelters because people don't realize they run away. As soon as they start smelling something, they just track it till they find it. And then they put their head up and they go, where am I?
Oh,
you know.
That's a hound dog.
It's a hound dog. Exactly. So... good tip for everybody with a beagle. Keep it on a leash or put it in a fenced yard.
There you go. Or keep all strange-smelling things away from it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for your time and for bringing Dixie.
You're very welcome.
And this is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.